Somebody broke up with you and you thought you couldn't make it without them. And then you looked them up on Facebook and you fell on your knees and thanked God that they broke your heart. Oh, thank God they weren't interested in me. Look what could have been. Look what the Lord has done. I don't always understand the reason, but I praise God for the result. This takes faith. Can you praise God for the result of a situation that is not yet resolved? Not to say 10 years later, I'm glad it happened. But while you are still sitting in a Roman prison cell, can you say, God, if you're going to get some glory out of this, I'm glad. Paul might have talked to Lazarus. He might have. I don't know when Lazarus died the second time. Now, the first time he died was weird. Because Jesus knew he was sick and he was about to go to him, but he delayed his trip to let him die. Weirdest thing in the world for the Son of God, the Savior of humankind, the compassionate Christ, the one who combs the hair of lambs on his lap as he sings lullabies to the lambs. You know, the Jesus you always hear about. He says something so shocking to his disciples when they came to him with the news that Lazarus, who he loved, had died. And I want to put it on the screen because you won't believe it's in the Bible if I don't show it to you. He told his disciples plainly, Lazarus is dead. Watch what comes next. Not weeping, not tears, but for your sake, I'm glad. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad I didn't get there in time to heal him. I'm glad because now I get to show you a level of my glory. That you could not see if I had shown up and done what you thought I should do. I'm glad it happened. I looked at my friend, I said, you know, I wouldn't choose what we went through, but I don't think I'd change it either. I don't think I would change it. See, I'm glad it happened, whatever it may be for you. I'm not talking about the promotion. Of course, you're glad that happened. I'm not talking about the miracle breakthrough that you got to check in the mail, the tax refund. Of course, you're glad that happened. I'm talking about the thing that other people feel sorry for you about. Having the faith to say, I'm glad. For my weakness, it led me to deeper strength. Getting quiet at the praise party. I know how to preach you into a little bit of frenzy. I can do that anytime. This is the deep work that requires mature faith to be able to look at something. When I grew up in the Methodist church, we used to have in the youth group, we had prayer requests and praise reports. This is old school. Why don't we bring that back in the church? That would be wonderful, Pastor Stephen. No, people are too crazy, and I will not give them the mic. Okay? All right. That's great. But Paul would have messed up praise reports and prayer requests because the praise reports is where you put the good stuff, and the prayer request is where you put the bad stuff. But Paul has reached the point in his life now where he said, I don't know the difference anymore. My prayer requests have become my praise reports. Because I know y'all are praying for me to get out of prison, but I got to be honest with you. I'm running a revival and I'm not sure I'm ready to leave yet. So could y'all bring the prayers down a little bit? Because I think there's something God still wants to do while I'm in this prison. Are y'all clapping to be polite? Or do you really believe that some of the things you would have prayed away are the instruments of change? And see, Paul has no problem rejoicing because he knows the result. He knows the result. When I showed Graham Rocky IV, I wasn't nervous when Drago won the first three rounds. Why? I know how this ends. Some of y'all need to look at 2018 before it even gets started and declare in the face of the devil, I'm not nervous, I'm not worried, I'm not anxious, I'm not freaked out, stressed out, maxed out. I know how this ends. That, take 18 seconds right here and praise him for how it ends before it even starts. Oh, the devil hates this. He hates when you get glad about what your eyes have not seen and your ears have not heard. God is going to get some glory out of everything I've gone through. And the more I've gone through, the greater the glory. Shout about that. This is a resurrection moment. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm not glad about the pain. I'm glad that in the pain is a purpose. I'm glad about it. Somebody say, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I cried enough about it. I spent enough time wishing it would go away. But now I'm standing here with my praise intact in my right mind. I'm glad about it. I'm glad. I'm glad they rejected me. Showed me that God was enough and I don't need him. Where'd y'all go on that one? Where did you go? I didn't hear anything on that one. And so Paul makes a resolution now. He made the revision. He set the record straight. And he said, I want you to know what really was really happening here, because y'all are feeling sorry for me, but don't feel sorry for me. Now, I'm getting results. God's getting some glory through my life. Don't feel sorry for me. Some of y'all need to call some people and say, I don't need you to apologize. And then, if you want to mess with their whole mental state, send them a gift card. Whoever hurt you. I know it sounds kind of weird to be glad that somebody came against me, but I'm glad it happened. Aren't you glad that the storm stripped away everything that you really didn't need so you could know what was core to the essential nature of who Christ made you to be? Aren't you glad that you're not going into the next year carrying dead weight of worthless relationships? Aren't you glad that God closed some doors so that you wouldn't spend years of your life in the wrong room? I'm glad it happened. I am glad it happened. I'm glad. I might not be able to smile when I say it, but I'm getting there. I'm glad. I'm glad it happened. He said, I made a resolution. How about this? Just one New Year's resolution. This is the only one you really need. I mean, do everything else you want to do too. Save the money, put the kid to college fund, go to the moon with Elon Musk. I don't care what you do. But do this too. This is 18b. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice. Now that's the resolution. I worry about that word. Rejoice, because I think that you might think that it only means this or this. No, he's making a decision or a resolution, because remember, resolution is a decision, not an event. I'm not waiting to see how this turns out before I make my decision about my faith. So I reflect and I expect. And Paul says, I don't know how this is going to turn out yet. They might kill me. Now, I don't know what you're going through this right now, but it ain't this bad. That's why I brought Paul to the praise party. Because if I say this crap, you might just think I had never been through anything. But you haven't been through. You haven't had your life on the line for the gospel. Not yet. So Paul says, I want you to know I've made my resolution and I will continue to rejoice. Oh, Paul, did you get good news? Are they about to release you? Don't know. Resolution is not an event. It's a decision. Now watch the decision. It's verse 20. Verse 20, he says, oh, we got to get it. We got to get 19 as well. It's just too good. I can't do this to 19. I can't leave 19 sitting right there just looking all pretty. For I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened? Somebody say, I'm glad it happened. I want that ringing in your spirit so you go out really confessing it and really declaring it and really living in that state of rejoicing that is not dependent on the outcome of your situation. I know that what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. And here's the word. I eagerly expect. How many remember I preached a whole sermon on the Greek word that Paul made up because he couldn't find a word in the lexicon that described how he felt about the situation? Because he couldn't say, I have a good feeling about this. I don't know. I'm enthusiastic, Bill. It wasn't one of those things. It was a from the gut gladness that only comes when your sole priority is the glory of God and nothing else holds weight in the court of your reasoning. So he made up a word from three different words. Remember, apo, kara, dokia. Three words. Apo, to look away. Kara, head. Dokia, stretch. Paul said, I'm chained to the floor, but these chains make a good sermon prop. Because my feet are bound, but my mind is free. And I can't change my situation right now, but I can make up my mind. And here's what I've decided. And I need about 130 people who will make this decision. I eagerly expect. In other words, I stretch my head toward my future. I can see we need some exercise. Stand up. I'm going to help you with your New Year's resolution. You wanted to exercise more. We're going to do it before you hit the parking lot tonight. High five your neighbor. Say, I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it happened. Now I want you to do me a favor. Everybody, every campus, even the cool people who are too cool to high five your neighbor every time I tell you to high five your neighbor. I want you to turn around 180 degrees. Now, if you are geometrically challenged, you should be facing the opposite direction a moment ago. All right. The word of God on this pulpit represents the promises that God has made to you in the future that he has in store. And we came tonight to reflect, but also to expect. You can't go into what's next that has your name on it. Your next assignment, your next breakthrough, your next level of influence, your next season of real joy. You can't go into it facing this way. What happened, happened. It happened. Whether you wanted it to or not, whether it was your fault or not, it happened. Acknowledge it. There were some disappointments this year. Some stuff that broke your heart. But you cannot experience the purpose of God in 2018. With your head in your past. I hear the Spirit of God saying tonight, it's turnaround time. It's turnaround time. Don't turn around yet. I'm messing up my illustration. Paul said, I eagerly expect what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. Now I want you to turn 90 degrees. 90 degrees. Just 90. Just 90. Just 90 degrees. I don't care which 90. Just 90. Preferably so you're facing someone else. Could you face somebody? Hey. Now shut up. Don't strike up a conversation. But listen to me. You can't go into this next year facing your past, and you can't go into this next year facing other people. You cannot look to them and compare yourself to them and compare your situation to theirs. Not in going to the future that God has for you. Paul said, I want you to know that what has happened to me, what God has for me, is for me. And sometimes we are so busy comparing our situation to the situation of others. We are locked in cycles of resentment and regret. But it's turnaround time. Somebody shout, it's turnaround time. Now I want you to turn another 90 degrees, and we all should be facing forward. This is where I'm facing. I got my eyes. Put the camera on the pulpit. I got my eyes on the word that God spoke to me. My eyes are on the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I got my head out my past. I got my feet in my lane. I got my eyes on the prize for which God called me heavenward in Christ. I'm glad it happened. I'm glad for the dangers, the toils, the snares. I'm glad for the battles. I'm glad for the blessings. I came tonight to give you praise for all of it, God.
Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.